Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
And if all obstacles are removed, South Africa's citrus exports could increase from 164 million 15 kilogram cartons last year to 260 million cartons by 2032. Writing for MoneyWeb, the incoming CEO of the Citrus Growers Association, Boitshoko Ntshabele, says that would add an estimated 100,000 jobs to the industry. Ntshabele was reporting on the Biennial Industry Summit held in Gqeberha last week. The industry currently supports an estimated 140,000 jobs at farm level and more across the value chain. It is South Africa's largest agricultural export industry. Ntshabele highlighted three key restraining factors to that growth: logistics challenges, market accessibility, and climate pressure. The first is obviously Transnet. The second, unnecessary phytosanitary measures imposed by the European Union to hinder South African citrus exports. Also, the potential removal of South Africa from America's AGOA. The third, climatic challenges, according to Ntshabele, include warmer, drier conditions in some parts of the country, with flooding, wind and freezing temperatures in other parts. The 2025 citrus export season begins in roughly 2 weeks. Let's hope it's a good one. As we went into the long weekend, in case you missed it, the Reserve Bank decided to hold the repo rate unchanged at 7.5%, and that's despite a slight dip in inflation. The Monetary Policy Committee noted a couple of significant headwinds: global economic instability, which means the war in Ukraine and Trump 2.0's trade wars, and domestic uncertainties, which means ongoing strains between the ANC and the DA in the GNU. Commenting, Investec economist Tertia Jacob says the market will remain biased towards a rate cut, with inflation undershooting expectations. On the markets, the JSE ended Thursday with the All Share Index down 0.7%, the top 40 0.9% adrift. No trading for us on Friday, but the rest of the world was operating. London's FTSE went into the weekend down 0.6%, while in New York, the Dow, the S&P 500 just above flat, the Nasdaq up 0.5%. Tokyo and Sydney this morning are both flat, Hong Kong down 0.4%. The US dollar has firmed to 108 against the euro, the rand at 18.23 to the dollar this morning, 19.74 to the euro, 23.56 to sterling. Gold at 3,018, platinum 981, Bitcoin just under 86,300, Brent crude oil just under $72 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.